What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 240 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast. I'm your host, Anton LaPlatte. Joining me, as always, we have the Mecha Stardew Valley, Chris Montalbano.
Why is it always the church?
We got the Ray Trace Durag, Madrid Devon.
We riding on open seas and eating big, huge tacos.
And we got the most degenerate squid in the sea, Jalen Roberts.
Have you heard the critically acclaimed MMORPG Final Fantasy XIV with an expanded free trial, which you can play through the entirety of A Realm Reborn and the award-winning Heavensward, and also the award-winning Stormblood expansion up to level 70 for free with no restrictions on playtime?
We got a jam-packed episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about Final Fantasy XIV Fan Fest, a lot of the news out of that. We're going to be talking about Dead Space and Tekken and Evo. It's just a good time. So stay tuned. So right before this, we used Discord activities for the first time, like legit, and we watched the Dawn Trail Final Fantasy XIV trailer.
It's going to be my first impressions of this, like with the song behind it, of just being more of a, like, as Jalen was saying, upbeat, and just like, it looks like it's going to be a fun adventure. We're not saving the galaxy from this point of view so far. Well, it looks like we're about to just like, we're about to find some treasures, go hunting in some ruins. It's going to be, it sounds like our warrior life is going to have a good time.
We're exploring the new world, i.e. Yes. One Piece, you know? So that's exciting. It like the aesthetic seemed to take like a Mesoamerican type of flair to it.
Yeah.
Which I really fuck with. There's definitely like some new beast tribes and shit like that. And just the cleanness and the fidelity that they put into the trailer is fucking peak. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Right. I was like, whoa, that's the MC. Like, damn, they went to the new world, get some work done.
Apparently his name is Meteor. So.
Amen.
Because FanFest is going on, so it's a lot of news coming out about 14 and talking about 6.5 and 7.0 and the fact that game's getting a graphical upgrade and we know
can't
we're
wait
getting
for that.
Yeah, they showed some
classes.
Two of them. One's going to be what, melee, classes, and then baby. Magical or range magical.
Yeah, we got Nacesta. And also, like Meteor's class in that trailer. Like, what was that?
Right. That's the melee DPS.
It was kind of mysterious. It was the melee DPS, or just like it? Samurai with a completely different drip.
Fair.
I could see putting samurai sharing drip with samurai in that.
Well, samurai shares drip with monk, so that's already a thing. I think the only one that doesn't share any drip with anyone is the thief. The rogue ninja. So that maybe that's what he means by the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirts, because they're going to share armor with the ninja class. That way, when you're in a raid and there's that one fucking piece of ninja gear and there's no goddamn ninjas in the whole alliance, you finally have another option.
Right?
Holy shit, we just cracked the code. Y'all heard it here first.
Yeah.
We done cracked the code.
My ninja is getting there. I could, you know, get my ninja to 90 before the expansion, play as a ninja, switch over to whatever that is.
Yeah,
swordsman. Class name like a knight.
Ronin.
That'd be cool.
Because the way he held his sword, it was real samurai.
When he
it was real samurai esque for me.
Like that definitely wasn't a katana. That wasn't like a blade. Like even
it wasn't a katana, but it looked closer to a katana than like a knight sword, you know, or closer than like a reaper's like rapier, not a reaper, a red mage's like rapier type situation.
Yeah, I would.
It looks like
a mix between
sword.
Yeah. I mean, not like a long knight sword, but yeah, like a regular sword.
It looks like a short sword.
Yeah, short. Like, there you go. Short sword. There's
a term for sword.
That. Yeah. Yeah, it's like a short sword. It may be a long sword, maybe, but it looks more like a short sword.
Nah, that was shorter. It looks like this. The new melee is going to move fast.
Yeah.
Get in, get out.
It makes sense sharing gear with both Ninja and... Yeah, so I guess we've theory-crafted that out, put that one on wax.
Yeah.
But the other...
The drip on it was hard, too.
Oh yeah, the cloak, just like the Endwalker, the Shadowbringer, like, and then that.
So you don't get to know what this class armor looks like yet, cloak. That's what that is. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
That's all that cloak ever does.
But yeah, so the other really big piece of news is that Final Fantasy XIV is coming to Xbox. So it's coming to Xbox Series X and S. Sorry, yay. Xbox One and Switch, but, you know, it'll be
alright. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, that's I guess... So now...
The queues are going to be hell.
No, that player base is about to boom.
I don't think so.
Like, I mean, Endwalker was already really bad.
Yeah.
I think Xbox players are probably...
At this point, by the time that game comes out, a lot more people are going to make it to kind of like that in-game stretch.
Yeah.
And unless they add more servers or whatever they need to do to kind of help clear some of that congestion, that's just going to be rough.
Oh, yeah. No, the first week of the new expansion is going to be rough. There's no other way to saying that.
3-hour wait times.
You know.
Plus, we're like Yogamesh and Adamantoise. Yeah, just being in those servers.
I don't feel like it's as bad as Gilgamesh.
No, y'all got those weirdos over there in the toys, so yeah, that's just gonna be bad.
It's gonna be bad, especially with all the new Xbox players.
Yeah,
because that's where they're gonna get sent to.
Adamantoise.
Yeah.
I think they add another server and just say, "Hey, you guys should come over here. Here's some benefits to."
That's the thing. If Adamantoise gets congested, they're not going to put people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to tell people, go to this one, you'll earn more XP.
Or something.
And it's going to be the lighter ones. Some shit like Lamia or some shit.
Siren, Kakatar.
Yeah.
Those are on the Aether server.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those are on Aether.
Has like a long list. I mean, even Genova.
Kind of packed.
Yeah, very.
I mean, it is the NA server, so, you know.
I mean, we are a big-ass country.
A lot of 14 players. So the rupees are actually physically at FanFest. So that's really cool.
That's really cool.
So.
Squad. They got those low-poly grapes.
Yeah, it's stress balls.
Yeah.
And people are cosplaying.
I was jealous. I was like, I kind of want one so bad.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. I need that on my desk.
Right.
I have a Hearthstone around here somewhere that's a stress ball, but
is it low poly?
Kinda, not really.
I did like the fact that he made fun of those
more polygons than the grapes.
He mentioned the grapes in the fan
a few times. It was like, we can't put any more polygons in the grapes, guys. So we're sorry.
16 was like, we have to put all the polygons in these grapes. So there's like a vineyard.
It's a whole ass vineyard. Yeah.
And it's like, man, these grapes look immaculate. They're like, we heard your criticism.
It's the new, it's the 14's version of cabbage. Of anime cabbage.
One of the other things that they said, because they brought Phil Spencer out, they didn't just like say, hey, it's coming to Xbox. Phil Spencer like was on stage for a good second. And then the CEO came out and said that they're going to work with Xbox, so maybe Xbox gets more Final Fantasy games on their systems.
I mean, we'll see. Because PlayStation
is the Pixel Remaster Collection on there?
Nope, Pixel Remaster is not on there.
That's the first thing I. That
would be the first thing that would show up.
Yeah, honestly.
Because they got like.
They don't have 7 Remake. Still, so I mean that.
Yeah, they don't have that, but
I would expect OG 7 remake. I would say if 7 remake comes to Xbox, that will probably be announced around the next time we hear something from Rebirth.
I need
right because what they have like 7 trilogy. Through 15, right? Minus 14. Well, I guess now including 14.
So they have 7, or 8, not 9, 11. 10, 10, 2, 12, 13, 13, 2, Lightning Returns, now 14, and 15. But they don't have 1 through 6, and they don't have... what is it? 1 through 6, 11, because, I mean, nobody has 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
PC has 11, I guess you could do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think people are making their own servers.
Yeah. No, this is still supported that you can...
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's, I mean, game preservation, that's kind of, I mean...
Yeah. Square has no imperative to shut it down, so...
Yeah.
Do they get new content? Or, like... patches?
I think they've gotten some in the last couple of years. Like, it's not completely, like, dead, like, being held together with tape and bubblegum, but, like...
In the community, they're just like, yeah, I'm going to keep playing?
Yeah.
I guess, or maybe people were like, I want to go back and experience 11 again, and just...
They haven't done everything there is to do in that game?
I mean, yeah, but how many times do you go back and replay a game?
Me?
Yeah.
Unless your name is Persona 5, not a lot.
Some people's 11 is your Persona 5.
Well, that's just madness.
Hey. There's a lot of craziness in this world.
Or maybe they're just married in-game and they just like, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know.
I mean, you can get married in those games.
Can't you do it in 14?
Yeah, you can get married in 14. You could have a whole ass ceremony.
I kind of walked up on somebody's wedding ceremony. I was like, oh, what's this area over here? And I just saw like people say, I was like, oh, y'all getting married. Damn. I'm still just going to walk around, though, because I've never been here.
Out here wedding crashing?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, those are the risks you run when you're playing an MMO.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's a public wedding. Just show up. Throw some rice, you know?
Bad for the chocobos.
Right. It's not bad for the chocobos. That's a myth. They created that myth so they didn't have to deal with all the bird shit near the wedding area. That's all it is.
I don't know. Chocobo and rice is always a good combo for me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you smoke the chocobo. A
little gravy on top.
Hit it with some saison.
I imagine chocobo being like turkey, but not dry.
Yeah.
What does ostrich taste like?
It's definitely moist.
I don't know.
I feel like ostrich.
You can make ostrich burgers. Thus, by that property, you can make chocobo burgers.
Yeah, true. Definitely.
I feel like they're the most...
Chicken sandwiches, like... Grilled chicken sandwich is just a chicken burger.
Ostrich is quite lean. Quite lean.
There's barely fat. Birds are mostly lean.
Yeah.
I guess the fat chocobo.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that would be
a juicy ass chicken.
Now you gotta stew that. You gotta stew it real slow.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the ones
you barbecue that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You deep fry like out on the deck, deep fry.
Oh, all that shit.
A big ass pot with a crane lifting it down.
18 different ways.
How we get here from the grapes? The grapes.
Oh no!
It's food.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
We're just in the realm of Final Fantasy, but
it's so good to be back.
That was the thing. I was talking to D yesterday. We're probably going to do a table cheese later on tonight. But I was talking to D and saying, like, yeah, after I platinum 16, because I'm really right there, I have 3 skills that I have to finish maxing out, and I have, like, 3 story missions. But right before those last 2 story missions, I'm going to have side quests like crazy.
Oh, did you already hit the level cap?
Do you have to do the side quest?
Huh? Yes, you have for AP purposes. Because they're giving me AP and making me do fights that is giving me AP. And so I could spend that exact same amount of time I'm taking to do the side quest. Because I'm skipping everything. They made me watch a conversation for more than a sentence the other night. And I was like, what is this?
How dare you?
Yeah, I was like, damn, I'm sitting here listening
to You didn't watch none of those cutscenes again?
Nope. The ones that make you kind of technically watch, like the ones in the middle of a fight where, like, people are blowing up and, like, you're you're, like, transforming into icons and stuff like that. Like, those, they don't let you skip. So, like, between phase one and phase two, if it's a 5-minute cutscene, you're watching that 5-minute cutscene. And, I mean, that's kind of why it made sense, the cutscene it made me watch. It's because, if it didn't, that entire chapter of the game was pretty much cutscenes. They had me skip, like, 6 cutscenes. And, I mean, I know what happened there, but yeah, that last part, it was just like, they gotta, you know, set up some type of stakes in this game. In New Game Plus. But yeah.
Have you been trekking through it? Like, are any of the fights getting, like, Final Fantasy long?
Any of the fights? Like,
because it's the Final Fantasy, like, mode, right?
Yeah, so, but I mean,
fights are normally like long as hell.
All that does is make the enemies more bullet spongy and makes their attacks hit harder.
Mm-hmm.
So it just gives them more health, more attack. It's not like, and then like even where they add additional enemies in like the story trailers, it's kind of like I've had it for the entire time I've been playing New Game Plus. My 6 hit combo.
Mm-hmm.
Of like, use these two moves, and then like my square on each of them cool down like twice between I can do my triangle again, so I just, you know, and then whenever my limit break is full, I just pop that, and that like regens health, so
nice.
I mean, it's just kind of like rinse and repeat, fighting my way through, doing all the hunts, like, upgrading me blade.
Noise.
What class is Clive? Because I could, the sword's not as like big as Clive's, but
the class is Clive.
I was thinking they could use Clive as like kind of like a rune knight structure where it's like you're using magic and it's like sword fighting, but not the same way that a red mage does. For example, like you're more so like invoking the energy of the primals. And that type of that type of magic, like your sword swings, like your attacks, your magic attacks, as opposed to just, you know, casting red magic.
Yeah. Well, it feels it honestly feels like a summoner and a red mage kind of combined.
I mean,
you're using your sword, but you're also using you're more so using the primals instead of like the black mage and white mage magic.
So I'm dropping an image of a rune knight, and that's 100% the new class.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because like even like, going back to 6, rune knight, like what they use, they just, anytime magic was cast, they basically absorbed that and could like recast it.
Oh, yeah.
And she kind of had like, it was just like a regular kind of knight sword, like a claymore and a rapier. Type situation, and her special move was Rod, where it would draw in like magic attacks. Yep,
that's gonna be really cool.
You're
really cool. And then the caster.
What are we thinking? Like Chris, what are you thinking, caster, or like Madrid? I know.
Yeah, I think someone more versed in Final Fantasy. What other casters are out there?
What are the casters? Time Mage, Geomancer. If they want to get ballsy, they could do Pictomancer, which is basically just like a animal tamer situation. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if that, like, or like a Beastmaster. I don't know if that makes sense in the kind of like in the 14 world. But those are some of the mages I can think of.
Does any of them match the vibe of what you're getting from the trailer that we've seen? What's
the green mage about?
No clue.
I'm looking. Yeah, there were green mages are a caster class. That's
blue mage is getting a upgrade too.
Yeah, it seems like they're just like, fuck it. We'll support blue mage. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
Green mage are actually basically scholars.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So, yeah.
They're basically scholars.
Yeah, they got protect, blind, the bar spells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually see a lot of people. I see a lot of scholars doing cosplaying as green mages in 14. On this images right now.
Hmm. What game was the Green Mage from?
12.
12?
Well, no. Well, they no. First, yeah, 12.
Yeah. 12, Tactics. War of the Visions.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. Yeah, that's probably why I don't have a lot of experience with it. 12 did have a shit ton of classes.
Yeah,
if we're being honest, if they really need to get into classes, they can just dip into 12 because they pretty much got them all plus new ones, like newer ones. That would be fun. I would see like Geomancer could be cool though, just like because I think in Final Fantasy 3, Geomancer kind of like took influence based on where you were. So if you're like in a water cavern, you might cast like
Be really cool.
So I just
I'm trying to think of how that would work.
If you go down to the bottom under job classes, if you look at reoccurring jobs, I think like all of these are out on the table, and they're in alphabetical order. So, and then there's like, for whatever reason, you can't click witch or songster, but the rest of them, they have a full, like...
You said page. Reoccurring classes?
Yeah, job classes, reoccurring jobs.
Arithmetician.
That's our new caster.
Arithmetactician. Excuse me. Personally, I want a gambler.
Gambler would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun.
But that would probably be like a just a ranged DPS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A physical ranged DPS, excuse me.
I don't know. It would fit the theme. I mean, they're all in the city having a good time.
They meet up with the gambler.
Mm-hmm.
Beticus.
Tinker's trying to find some treasure.
Beticus the Gambler. Okay, Alchemist. I can see that.
Alright, so while we were watching videos in the Discord activity earlier, one of the trailers I brought up before you got in, Madrid, was the Castlevania Nocturne trailer. And that's coming in September, and it looks clean.
God, Richter.
I actually haven't watched it yet.
Ooh.
I've been avoiding trailers. I don't know why. This is something indies click.
It's because a lot of times the trailers show too much, and then there's too many trailers.
Like, yeah, that's the point.
Spider-Man.
Like, that's why I didn't watch the last Spider-Man trailer.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of Spider-Man trailers.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the one at the State of Play, or
yep, that was the last one.
That's the last one. Because they're going to start showing to me.
Oh no, they've already.
I did pre-order my fucking controller though.
Oh, you guys nice. Getting a controller?
I woke up. That was the first tweet I saw. That shit was live for like 50 yeah. seconds.
Anybody pick like, up those face plates?
No, I was looking. Nah, so,
like, I might loop back for the face plates, but I don't know. It might be too much with the controller and the face plates.
Yeah, I don't know. Because the face plates I want are the 16 face plates, but...
Mm-hmm.
That.
They're too expensive, especially the digital ones. Like, I feel
why the
like,
fuck aren't they in the States? Why do I have to go through, like,
right,
a eBay. Bunch of channels? Like, what the fuck? Like, this is y'all's, Asia, like, big PlayStation 5 game. Why the fuck isn't it everywhere?
I mean, yeah,
you're asking the right
Spider-Man
questions right
stuff kind of is everywhere, so I'm like, the 16...
Oh, they dropped the whole Spider-Man PlayStation 5.
Right?
So...
Yeah.
They're like, fuck it, we're doing it. Y'all niggas didn't think it was going to happen.
I mean, so we did it. I would have hoped that they would have done, like, the detachable disk drive one by now.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see the Slim with the detachable disk drive, like, next year.
Mm-hmm.
Alongside the Pro. Like, I was like, it's going to be like the PS4, where it's like they didn't say or do anything, and then they were like, all right, here's the Slim, here's the Pro, we're phasing out the original.
Yep. I mean, same formula every time.
Yeah, and it's just interesting the them formula. Having multiple SKUs at the beginning with having the disk drive and the digital.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to, like... So they're kind of used to having two options and people having preferences, because that's how it's been since the Slim and the Pro, because replacing those were the digital and the disc-based PS5, and then, like, I'm guessing mid-next year, or even maybe late this year. Because it wouldn't take long for them to... Because the Q leaked. The Project Q.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody just walked one of those off the assembly line. It's just like... It doesn't have the back-end experience. Let me see if I can find this. Sony Project Q leak.
Someone just took it off the assembly line?
I mean, that's what happened with the PS3 Slim.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to drop the Verge article, because it's like, if they're in manufacturing, it's already been announced.
Yeah.
So yeah, here goes the leak. It doesn't look like 100% finished. The like thumbsticks aren't on it yet, and the screen, I guess, is... They were able to remove it, so you could kind of see some of the internals. And it's definitely not running whatever interface this is. There's not going to be a giant QR code in the middle of the screen. On
yeah,
like it'll be like probably a front end that looks like the Remote Play front end, but better, which will hopefully make the Remote Play on iOS like. I wish there were a way to, like, maintain your session. Like, do other stuff and keep your session, like, locked in while remote playing. So.
Is this real, real?
Yeah.
Why does that look like an Android tablet?
Because it is. Because
it basically is.
Damn.
I don't know. When they announced this, I was like, so you can
spend,
like.
Oh, my God. It's like, so fucking ugly.
It really is.
I
mean, there are
going to
be
shit.
People that buy this.
Sony fanboys will buy anything. Mm. Let's be real. If you're enough of a fanboy, you will buy
yeah,
anything.
I guess if you
got that brand
if
on
you
it.
Bought a PSVR 2, this is not even like as far of a cry as that. So there are people out there that have bought
yeah.
PSVR 2s. In this economy.
In this economy?
But, yeah, so the Project Q leak, my whole argument against it this entire time has been, like, why don't you just get a Backbone? A Backbone.
Exactly. Cheaper,
you already have your phone. And I guess I've seen the argument that it's like, yeah, I'd like to be able to use my phone while remote playing games. But And I still need to get Chiaki running correctly on my Steam Deck, because if I can get that running, I'll just...
I'm surprised you haven't done that yet.
Because...
takes effort.
Yeah, well, it takes me getting, like, a USB-C dock thing, and then hook, like... Yeah, it's not as simple as just click, click, do it. It's a matter of, like, there are adapters and shit that I don't have that I need to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't want to spend, like, money on random accessories for connectivity to my Steam Deck.
I feel that.
Yeah, me too.
Talk about it.
But I don't know. It's right here. It's charged. Definitely, you know. I think I have Final Fantasy 15 and Devil May Cry 5 installed right now.
Heck, I was playing Cyberpunk on mine the other day. I think I'm going to get and put Blasphemous on there so I can be ready for the Blasphemous sequel in about a month.
Yeah.
Put Crash 4, It's About Time on there.
Did you see that Tim Geddes got a hold of the actual Crash suit?
Yes, I did see a picture of that. Yes, that's what I saw. I haven't seen like any video or anything on it. It's Tim motherfucking Geddes.
Let's see. I'm gonna drop the picture on Twitter, X. Had the X-pocalypse started by last week?
The X-pocalypse?
Is it officially called X now?
Yeah, I mean, the icon changed on my phone, and, like, the name, it's just X.
Aren't they infringing on, like, a few different businesses?
Meta, specifically. Meta, specifically.
Doesn't Xbox also own the right to X or Microsoft?
Probably. No.
It's not Xbox.
Can you own a letter?
I don't think so. How many other things?
I know there's a lot of companies that like try to own a singular color and they like get denied because they're like, that's too broad. You can't own that color or trademark that color.
Well, no, you can trademark colors.
Yeah, but they get a lot of them get like shut down because it's too broad.
Well, you gotta have a specific shade. Like for example, Barbie copyrighted their shade of pink.
Yeah.
The original version of Banta Black got copyrighted.
Most of the brands that are really associated with their color own that shit.
Yeah.
Like the T-Mobile magenta.
They do own that.
Yep.
That's true.
Like, you can't use it.
I think, what company just wanted to own blue? And they were like, no.
I think it was IKEA.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to own the shade of blue. They wanted to own the entirety.
Yeah, the entirety of blue. It's like, fuck yourself.
Blue's good, dude. We can, too.
Yeah, like, I think that's fuck shit, trying to own, like, a letter or a color or a number. But also changing the name of a site that's been up for was Twitter been up for 12 years, 17 years, some shit like that?
It's a long
time. I think it was 17. Like, dog, what are you doing? You're literally smoking dicks. Like, you've tried this a couple other times, and they blocked it from happening, like, with other sites, like with PayPal. Like, why the fuck would you try to change the name to a fucking letter?
He tried to change PayPal to X?
Yes.
Yeah. He's been trying to do that for a while. Because what? The thing about Elon
SpaceX?
No, he just tried
he's
to change
it. He's a fucking dickhead.
It's because at the end of the day, Elon doesn't know how to make anything. His one skill is logistics. And
you know, his one skill is being a rich white man.
That too.
Yeah, that's true.
And
anything else is just like a symptom of that. Like, when you have enough money and access, you can do whatever the fuck you want, even if you're a dumb asshat who just happens to be in the right place or have, you know, grease in the right palms.
He's so unoriginal that he can only think of the letter X to change things to, and that come up with like a better name. I mean, if you're going to change the name of something that's already well established, I mean, don't just let it be a letter.
There's no reason to do that. At least with Facebook, what they were doing, like the whole marketing push around it and trying to incorporate everything, that made sense. It's still a stupid idea, but it made sense. Like, Facebook, you could see the thought process behind it. Thing.
That's the difference. Like, yeah, Facebook is a product of Meta.
Yeah, like Instagram is a product of Meta.
Yeah, it didn't make sense for the parent company to be Facebook when Facebook's a product. The parent company became Meta because it's like we're running and like doing threads.
So they still have Facebook.
Facebook is still Facebook.
Yeah,
Facebook. I thought they called it Meta.
No,
no,
the company.
No, they're just
Meta.
Yeah, it's he made Facebook and now he's like, I own these other companies, so let me make a parent company, and I have all these.
They did get rid of Oculus for Meta. So
did
like,
they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's no longer the Oculus Quest, it's the Meta Quest. So.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So that was one thing. That's interesting. But I mean.
You have to have a Facebook.
WhatsApp is still a brand. Instagram's still a brand. Facebook's still a brand. Like, they still have all those individual, like, products and services that fall under Meta. It's just their VR stuff. It's Meta Quest. Because it's not even really just Meta, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Meta's still just the parent company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Alphabet.
That makes sense.
All right. Yeah. Let me look at these notes, see what else.
Well, actually, I got one to bring up. Let's talk about how Blooper Team's about to fumble the fucking bag.
This is not going to be a good game. I want Silent Hill 2 Remake to be a good game.
Blooper, right?
They've not made a good game.
Blooper is... They either have terrible writing, or... Yeah.
The script is already technically written for you, and Silent Hill didn't have great dialogue to begin with.
I mean, but that's the thing about it, though, is that, in my opinion, the really stilted and weird dialogue really helped with the weird dreamlike reality for it. Because that place was weird, and everyone talked about it weird. Like, not everyone was experiencing the same thing.
Yeah. Like, the one thing that really, like, the one thing that gets me about Bloomberg is they said they're done with Bloober.
So it's not blooper like a
no blooper.
There's no P.
Blue bird.
No.
No, Blue Bird.
To take flight.
No, but they said they're the done Blue with Bird. Psychological horror, which if you're in the middle of making Silent Hill 2 Remake and your lead dev is saying we're done with psychological horror after this, how much like interest do you have in making this game? That's the one thing that worries me. Like, I get wanting to make a change, but like, I would feel more comfortable him saying that after making Silent Hill 2, like, we did our best on this one, we're done, we're going to move on to another genre. But damn, you're in the middle of it.
Right, and it's also like, why are you expanding, making it bigger, when it's like, one of the biggest struggles of making a good horror game, well, anything horror, actually, whether it be a movie, a show, or anything, it's pacing. Because once you make it too long, you don't care anymore. Like the Outlast chase sequences. They were scary the first time.
Yeah.
Then it just became, okay, let me hide in this locker until I'm able to get back to the fucking game.
Also, I'm not trying to like go discover everything in Silent Hill. I don't want this to be a Silent Hill open world game. That doesn't even sound good.
Right.
It's supposed to be like, tight, uncomfortable. You are claustrophobic. You can't see in front of you. You don't know what's going on. Psychological horror. That every horror game kind of like knows and does.
And also, you didn't have to really backtrack. Once you didn't have to do a lot of backtracking. Like, you were just wandering around. First, you would wander around the town for a little bit. Then you would be in that weird ass hotel room.
Yeah.
Then you would cross the river so you can get to that weird ass fucking hospital.
Yep. Ugh.
And then basically the game was over after that.
You went to, well, yeah, going back and forth with the other world.
That last spot, the actual Lakeside Resort, right?
Yep, where you had to find out
the truth of everything that happens. Like, you only went, like, four places.
Yeah, and that's like, I feel like that's every single Silent Hill game, except for maybe, no, three did the same thing, because you were in the mall, then you went to the apartment system, and hospital, you're always going to a hospital.
Right, and then you go into Silent Hill proper, then you go to the carnival, and then the game's over.
Yeah, and it's fine.
Yeah,
you might go back into the town sometimes to, like, get to the other places, but they're, the, like, preface, and, like, they always make a hot, giant crater in the road so you can't go certain ways. It's a linear game. I feel like you've never, like, gotten off this beaten path.
And you need that for pacing, because the bigger the world is, the more time you get to spend not being scared.
Yeah.
Heck, that was the problem with Alien Isolation. It was really good for the first, like, 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then after a while, it was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Let me finish this chase sequence so I can get back to finishing the game. That's why the...
things do start getting old, yeah.
Like, yeah, that's why the Nostromo's DLC is like the perfect incarnation of that game. Because it was short and sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, staying on horror games, Chris, you were playing Dead Space earlier. Like, I was online on 16. I saw you come online. And I'm like, I wonder what Chris is playing, Dead Space. You know, can't even be mad at you.
I mean, I will say playing Dead Space makes me realize Resident Evil is not that scary of a game, of a series. Like, yeah, no. Resident Evil 2 has its moments. Resident Evil 4 has its moments. Dead Space has kept me on edge the entire fucking time. Like, you die, like, I'm playing on medium. You die fast. Isaac is not a strong character. Things just come out of the wazoo. I mean, yeah, I got to do better, but they, like, took everything you learned from a shooting game and said, you don't shoot for the head or the body, you shoot for the limbs that are just flailing around everywhere, so they're harder to kill. The sound, the lighting, and the atmosphere 100% is like, I was like, damn, this is probably one of the scariest games I've played. I want to go back and play it. Like, that's why I want Silent Hill 2 Remake to be a really good game. But it's not going to be, because I feel like that atmosphere could combat with Dead Space. But, like, I was like, damn, dude, Resident Evil hasn't scared me as much as this game has. It's just, like, a stressful good time. But they did a really good job with this remake.
I think part of the reason why Resident Evil struggles to be scary is because after 7... and a bit of 8, but really 7 was the only game after 4 that took itself seriously enough to be scary.
That's true.
Like, 5 and 6 are action games.
Yeah.
And 6 is just
even 4 is kind of an action game. Like, playing 4 Remake, it's more of an action game. Like, Dead Space got more of the modern horror than 4 did.
Oh,
but yeah. I mean, it's a newer-ish game. Like, I think Dead Space 1 came out after Resident Evil 4 originally on the...
Yeah, but also the thing about Resident Evil 4, though, is, like, Resident Evil 4 was a Resident Evil game that acknowledged how stupid the main plot of Resident Evil is.
Yeah.
Like... after you got past the first one, it's just, like, the plot is pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Just wholesale. And 4 really was like, we're going to have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why in the original 4, Leon and the villains would just be yes-anding each other the entire time.
Yep.
And while Dead Space is like, hey, what if we made a game that was fucking scary?
Yeah, I feel like it hasn't yet. I'm only 3.5 hours into the game, and it hasn't gotten old yet. But I feel like with Resident Evil, I got Resident Evil 2 Remake, not so much. I think that one, they really, really did a good job with the horror and the lighting and everything. But I think the familiarity with it being in a town where I'm going through houses, I'm going through doors until I get to the lab where it's like, okay, this is different and I'm familiar area. I like, how do I explain this the best way? It's like, I can understand I'm in this house and I can kind of traverse through that just with being a person who traverses through life. I don't know how to survive in a space station that is undergoing like breakdowns and being sabotaged by some asshole doctor who has
You don't know how to survive that?
No.
That doctor.
Yeah, fuck that doctor.
No? Shit, I read the handbook on it.
Simple enough. But like, that's why I think Dead Space is getting to me, because I'm not familiar with this kind of horror within space. I didn't play Isolations. I think Fear was in space too, right? Or in the future?
Fear 1 was in an office building.
Oh, yes.
You haven't played Dead Space before?
No, this is my first time. I didn't play it on Xbox 360. And so I was like, I'm going to pick it up, huh?
Back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah, I didn't play it back in the day.
Also, another thing about Dead Space is it has actually pretty decent enemy variety, because since you have to dismember everything, the enemy, you're able to actually do things with the enemy variety. It's not like, oh, this is a zombie. This is a zombie. This is a zombie with a parasite sticking out of his head. And here's a boss zombie.
Don't forget the liquors.
When was the last time we've seen a liquor after Resident Evil
2? You can't forget the liquor.
There was no liquors in 4.
There was not. I haven't
seen a liquor since 2.
5. They were in 5. Liquors
in 5?
Yeah, for like very short, brief time. There's like one area where they're at, and then that's it.
No liquors in 6?
No.
That game is blocked out of my mind.
6 is a lot, and I don't remember liquors being one of them.
Yeah. I will say that there is a lot of variety in Dead Space as far as enemies go, and they come out of anywhere. You think you're safe, and you're shooting, you killed an enemy in front of you. Well, one popped out of the vent at the same time as the other one, so you didn't know it was behind you, and you're just, now you're dead. It's good. This game's fucking good. This is my top contender for game of the year so far. Uh-huh. It's over 4 for me.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's good to hear. Like, game of the year is going to be really interesting this year, because all of us are playing such different stuff, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing like one game right now exclusively. I wish I was done with it.
16?
Is it 16?
Yeah.
Are you gonna?
I wish I was done with it.
Like,
yeah, I'm trying to. I still haven't beaten it the first time. So,
how far are you without like spoiling like
where I was last week?
Oh, you haven't played that?
Not really.
Is it just living life that's keeping you from beating the game, or is it like you're just trucking through it because you're not feeling it as much?
Pretty much. Like, I'm feeling it. It's just, it has those moments. It's like, it's got those ups and downs.
Yeah.
I just need some time to kind of play through it and get to some more stuff, because I'm sure I have to go deal with Barney next, and I haven't really done anything to like start pointing me in that direction just yet.
Oh, at all.
Yeah, the most I've seen was like that. Maybe?
You helped me twice. I don't even fucking remember. And the second time is like the reason you're helping her is to.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because that's where I'm at. Like, I just did my first encounter with him. Really?
If 16 wins my game of the year, I think it might be by default. Because it's up there, but I'm not saying it's... Something could challenge it. Like, when Spider-Man 2 comes out,
Spider-Man,
that could do something for me, right? When I get a chance to go back and run some of those older games in my backlog, that I can finally get a chance to play, you know, and that I might
get back to
might do something for me.
That's really where I'm
right.
Of 16. Like, I need to finish platinuming 16 so I can go finish beating Tears. Because I was, like, on the path to beating that game. I had done, like, the side stuff that I absolutely knew I wanted to do. And, yeah, the distractions of that game aren't what's appealing about that game. So I'm going to finish the story and, like, I'm pretty sure it will just have a save right before you beat the final boss. So you can go, like, I can go back and look up, like, what are the best shrine puzzles? What are the best, like, the same way I did it with Breath of the Wild after I beat that, of, like, yeah, there's still a lot going on in this game that I haven't gotten to, and I'm going to find out what the best of that stuff is and go and get into that. And then Street Fighter VI is just kind of a wash for me. I don't know. It's just not hitting the way I feel like it could.
No, no, I'm having fun with it. I think
you've been playing it.
Yeah.
Well, I have.
Are you really that, like, that fighting guy?
Jalen, you've been playing it. Anton, have you been playing it?
No, I've been
playing it. I know you said it hasn't been hitting. What? How are you going to say it's not hitting? You're not playing it.
Because I'm not playing it because it wasn't hitting when I was playing it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That were you just doing online? Were you just doing online matches against us? Because that would make sense.
Well, there was that, and then there was... I would do just casual matches.
That, too. Those people are unwell. Just go play the World Tour mode and have fun.
Go have fun. Check it out.
Yeah, World Tour mode is fun. Playing with your creative character, combining different moves, like...
That's cool.
It's fun. I mean, I know it's not going to win Game of the Year for me because Game of the Year usually goes for, like... For me, it's usually story-based games. Like,
yeah.
The biggest contender for me that's probably going to end up winning is Baldur's Gate 3 when that comes out.
That's fair.
Gonna fuck a bear?
No. I'm going to be the bear. Because that's the player character was the bear.
The player character was the bear, I see.
Right.
So you're the bear getting fucked.
I don't know. That silver-haired boy looked like a bottom. I think he was getting fucked.
Our bottoms exist too.
Yeah, still taking it though.
True.
He can be putting down as much work as he wants, still taking that bear.
That bear meat.
Oh, God.
Oh. Right, this is like a reverse Golden Kamuy.
Just so we can get away.
Every scene I've seen from Golden Kamuy is some wild shit.
Because it is wild shit.
Like they were trying to catch like a serial wanker.
Yep.
And to catch him, Buddy was wanking too, and they were just like, directing their energy at each other.
So this is,
I'm like, people watch this show.
Eventhubs.com. Capcom reportedly has plans for an unannounced game that will sell millions coming by the end of this fiscal year, and their fiscal year ends in March. So,
what do y'all think
Monster
it is?
Hunter. Monster Hunter.
It's probably Monster Hunter.
You think it's Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Oh, sell millions? Monster Hunter.
Yeah, like, it's probably Monster
Hunter. We could look at the top 10 Capcom games and kind of... I doubt it'll be Devil May Cry. Yeah. I doubt...
I mean... Devil May Cry, that will work, you know? I'm still waiting for Devil May Cry 6. We're also do a Devil May Cry.
You know what else it could be? It could be a Mega Man game.
That would be fucking dope. Because
Mega Man has been on the rise lately.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, they just put out Street Fighter. They put Resident Evil 4 this year.
Honestly, with Capcom, the bases are loaded. So
they're not going to do a Resident Evil game.
Because they dropped Exoprimal. And they also announced that one game at the Xbox showcase. So, But oh, yeah. This game is unannounced. That's kind of my thing. Is like a lot of the like out of left field predictions for them, they've kind of already announced those things or released those things. This Resident Evil 4 remake.
That's not out of left field. That was the worst.
That was always going to happen.
There's, but they announced Dragon's Dogma 2, so like we know it's not that. Mm-hmm. Pragmata's announced and got delayed again.
A new Marvel vs. Capcom.
That'd be tight, but I don't see Capcom doing another
fighting game.
Really good.
Yeah,
this close to its other fighting game.
Why not? You know.
I mean, it's by the end of March of next year.
Yeah, but
Street Fighter will still be
got a Street Fighter character coming out about that time.
Yeah,
that's true. But you, that's like, what, 4 months before Evo's? Well, when does Evo start?
Evo's like next month. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Evo might be like next week.
No, Evo's real soon.
Yeah.
Evo's in like a week or two.
I mean, that's a good bit of time to drop a fighting game and have it ready for Evo of that year. Or
Capcom. Evo's literally next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, I haven't played Rashid yet, either.
Do you have the character pass?
Evo's gonna get Anton back into...
I got the deluxe.
Oh, yeah, Evo, I'll definitely be playing Street Fighter, and...
Yeah.
I think I copped the deluxe. I want to say I did.
Because I don't have... Bang 2 comes out to get that pass.
I mean, I still don't technically own the game, so I might just wait for them to do the... version that comes with season one.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
But I mean, Evo, I'll definitely be playing some Street Fighter because I know that top eight's going to be nuts.
Yeah, is Street Fighter going to have like two or three channels?
Probably.
Doesn't need two, three channels. We could have it in the FGC channel. We have hands channel.
We're talking about on Twitch.
Just like the Twitch, Twitch channel. Twitch? Like
that shit's going to have like five channels.
No, it'll be FGC.
This shit's going to be like football.
It's going to be Evo. You're going to have the Evo channel. You're going to have the Capcom channel.
Well, no, it'll be Evo 1, Evo 2, Evo 3, Evo 4.
Showing different matches at the same time.
They'll have different games on different channels, depending on the day. But since this Street Fighter has so many fucking people, I'm like, are they just going to have a couple dedicated channels?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
There might be a day it's like, yeah, we just... Evo's 1 through 8.
Right.
Street Fighter. Nothing else is fighting right now. Street Fighter. I'm with it. That's going to be piped up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm ready for those sales, baby.
Evo sale. But yeah.
Maybe I'll finally get Guilty Gear.
Yeah, I was about to say, that may be a perfect time to actually get Guilty Gear.
I mean.
Before they announce the Season 3 pass.
Mm-hmm. Get Guilty Gear. Season 1 and 2.
Other than
Shadow Wizard Money Game.
Do you guys think we're going to get, Project L news at Evo? Because I know Project L...
Had Project L news, like, this week, by the way. Some people got some hands-on with it. They're tagging... Tagging is called Ganks, of course, because it's League. All the basic terminology has been...
What is that for somebody who doesn't...
So, tagging out is called ganking.
What is a ganking?
A gank? A gank is when someone leaves their lane and hops into your lane. It's basically getting jumped by someone who's not in your lane.
Oh, okay.
It's literally someone coming out of their lane to jump you.
The JJK way.
Exactly.
If there's somebody we can jump, we gonna jump them.
Yep, that's a gank.
None of that fighting fair shit.
Nope.
I believe happy birthdays are called critical hits now. You know, the good old, you tag someone in, you both characters get caught.
Both catch the mean combo? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The combo into the super, too. It's always optimal damage for the happy birthday.
Yeah, but they didn't. So they talked about Project L. I'm looking at it.
You can legit have a teammate where you assist, it's like a tag character.
Yeah, that's like when you tag someone in, the assist. If you use an assist move, that's called a gank.
So, like, the four of us could be playing 2v2.
Yeah.
That's going to be kind of fun.
That's cool, actually.
But, yeah, we still don't know. We don't have, like, a playable beta. I think we'd get something like that. So,
honestly, knowing Riot would most likely... I don't see Riot announcing something like that at Evo. I see them announcing that at Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that, because they did all the Valorant stuff at Worlds, right? When they did that?
Nah, they first announced Valorant at a fucking...
Oh, wasn't Riot even Day or whatever.
Yeah, the it was Riot Day.
Thing.
Yeah. So, basically, they got a few of their own avenues they can announce this shit at.
Yeah.
They got options.
But, Tekken 8. So, they had their closed network test... And people did.
Oh no, it's playable at Evo.
Oh, Project Ellis? Cool.
Yeah.
Dope.
Oh, for sure. We're definitely like in the sense of more people are getting hands on with some of these games. We're gonna get news that way of people giving their impressions of it.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. So playable at Evo is gonna be Darius, Big Man with an Axe, Echo, from Arcane. Ari, Fox Girl, Fox Lady, Steel Souls, and Alawi. Because that's what the last one they announced. Going to be Alawi, big buff lady. Big buff island lady.
She was made specifically for this game too, right?
No, Alawi's been in League for a long... Alawi's been in League for like a long time.
I know there was a character that they made for this game. I guess I can't remember which one. Or maybe I'm imagining that.
Yeah, every character so far they've announced is in League.
Okay. And I mean, while we're looking at characters...
Yeah, Alawi got in the game in 2015.
Damn. 8 years ago?
Yep. Look, I need Shyvana and Diana to be in that game. That's who I need.
Is Shyvana black?
No. Shyvana is purple.
Okay, I'll take it.
You want...
Sold! To the man in the back with a powerful thirst.
Look, a half-dragon, what you gonna do? I know they're putting Jinx into the game, so I would be surprised if Senna doesn't make it into the game.
I mean, they've already showed Jinx gameplay.
Right. Actually, Jinx might be the last character at Evo.
Yeah,
the only like, fully announced character.
It's a character
Evo.
Y'all showed.
Right. It's either going to be Jinx or Alawi, because those characters were shown.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of characters, we have a bunch of unannounced characters for Tekken 8 that had data in the closed network test. So we got Paul Phoenix, Martial Law, King, Warang, Ling Zhao, Jin, Brian Fury, Kazuya, Jack 8, Asuka, Lily, Lars, Claudio, Serafino, Nina Williams, Leroy Smith, June, Yoshimitsu.
They haven't shown us Yoshimitsu yet.
Yeah, a lot of these haven't shown because they've been doing quite a good amount. Like, I know Huarang had a trailer, and they've kind of just been doing character trailers just like
literally everyone except for Yoshimitsu has had a trailer so far. Like, they've been pretty consistent with that rollout.
Has Leroy Smith had a trailer for the new game?
Yeah.
He was like one of the first ones to get a trailer.
I wouldn't say first, but him and Lily got it like kind of around the same time.
Yeah, I thought him and Lily were 4 and 5.
Jackade has one.
Huh.
Like, the most recent was Claudio. And right before him was Horong. And right before Horong was, like, maybe... Fuck. Because, like, Asuka, Lily, and Leroy kind of all got announced in a close enough window.
Let me see if I can get this.
The timeline.
Right.
Okay, so Brian. It was Claudio. Then before him, it was Brian. Then Warang. Then Lily.
Then Asuka, Leroy.
Yeah, June, Asuka, Leroy. Ling.
Lars, King.
No, actually, before Ling was Jun, then Jackade, then Lars, then King. Then Marshall, then Paul, and then it was Jin. With the first trailer being a first player trailer was Kazuya. No, not even Kazuya, because Nina came out before him.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that is those are the Tekken announcements based on their YouTube channel, based on when they were uploaded to the Bandai YouTube channel.
And that'd probably be the right order, because that's like their main avenue. Okay.
No, no.
Well, does anybody have one more thing before we wrap?
No, it sounds about right.
Yeah, that's really it for me.
Alright, well, remember you can follow us all collectively around the internet, cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. You can follow me on Threads at Anton, the number 6, 2X's Chris.
Yeah, check me out in the Discord. You know, let's talk about this whole Dead Space thing. Do you think it's the scariest horror game, or do you think Resident Evil is? I don't know, let's talk it out.
Madrid.
It's Ib.
X underscore Spain on Instagram.
I mostly live in a Discord these days. You could come in and talk about how it's probably Faith the Unholy Trilogy or it being the scariest game.
Oh, that's fair.
All right. This has been a No It's Good production. The video version is edited by Lana Twisted Mind. The audio version is edited by Akuma Santi. Until next time, keep it cheesy.